You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. What you see on social media isn't an accident. It's an algorithm. Programs that use data to decide what content will keep you online for the longest possible time so you'll see and click more ads. These algorithms are right up there with the secret recipe for Coke in business terms, and they're also the secret formula that helps misinformation and conspiracy theories and fake news spread so fast and so far. This week, Congress had a hearing to try to understand this dynamic and maybe regulate it. It's a topic for Quality Assurance, where we take a second look at a big tech story. Ina Fried is chief technology correspondent for Axios.
You know, I have a 8-year-old in second grade, and a lot of times for the math problem, it's not enough to just have the right answer. You have to show your work. And a lot of people feel algorithms should work the same way, that that's the only way to ensure that they're fair is to explain the methodology they use to come to a decision. It's harder to create an explainable algorithm, but it is possible.
We had this week where Facebook reported absolutely astronomical revenue. So obviously this is working. Do you think that if we get to a point where Congress is starting to circle closer and closer to this kind of central issue, that we'll see more pushback from companies because this is the moneymaker?
I think we'll see companies really try and join the process, which, you know, might be a better path forward anyway when you consider the odds of Congress actually coming up with rules on its own without the participation of the industry. If the federal government doesn't act, all it takes is California or another big state to pass their own rules, and basically the platforms will abide by it nationwide just because it's not possible to really craft a set of rules for one state and not for the rest of the country.
It sounds like you don't think it's likely that we'll actually see federal regulation come out of this.
Come on, these guys can't agree on anything. You know, I'm always skeptical of federal legislation being the answer to everything just because Congress is so divided.
Well, and I have to say, I mean, I think there's value in just seeing the recognition that this is a conversation about more than just what people say online. It's about understanding how the technology built by these companies plays a huge role in pushing that information far and wide and creating virality.
Definitely. The platforms use the power of the algorithm all the time for business reasons, but they've been very hesitant to use the algorithm as an enforcement mechanism. I mean, if you think about problematic content that isn't quite bad enough to ban, if you made it so that the only way someone saw that content is if they specifically went to the user feed of the person who posted it, almost nobody would see it. Mm-hmm. So at least if we're having this conversation, that's a step in that right direction.
Ina Fried is chief technology correspondent for Axios. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.